There is this thing. Do you realize
what is there is this thing?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on.
What?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news I'm brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's community news program, Off the Hour. Today is Friday, June 17th. My name is Alice Wu, and I will be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg and the Ginyangahaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
First, local news. More than 200 people hiked up Mount Royal for last Saturday's Spirit Walk. This is an annual fundraiser for the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. The shelter surpassed its goal and raised $65,000, which will go towards a housing project for Indigenous women and children. Stay tuned for more on this later in the hour. And the federal government is lifting its COVID-19 vaccination mandate for domestic travel by plane or train, as well as for international departure flights. Mask wearing is still mandatory on board trains, planes, and ships. And some Quebec high schools will start training students on how to administer naloxone nasally. This drug is used to temporarily counteract opioid overdoses. Select high schools in Ontario, Alberta, and British Columbia will also receive the training before it's expanded nationwide. Starting this week, the Off the Hour team will summarize this week's international news on top of our normal local headlines. Here's our News Around the World section. The executive arm of the European Union, or the EU, recommended making Ukraine a candidate for its membership. The leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, which are all EU member nations, traveled to Ukraine on Thursday to show support for the country as it faces Russian invasion. And today, a clash between police and protesters in the southern Indian city of Secunderabad left one dead and 13 injured. The protest was in response to the government's Agnipath scheme, which means most soldiers will be hired on a short-term basis. Only permanent military jobs in India mean stable salaries and pensions. And the American Food and Drug Administration approved the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months. The vaccines were previously approved for children aged 5 and above.
Mm-hmm. It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swoney Peril Popolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swoney Heartstoppers, Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada Al-Shazli, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swoneyperilpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Welcome back to CKUT's Friday Off the Hour. The time is just after 5. My name is Alice Wu. Up first on this episode of Off the Hour, here's CKUT's coverage of the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal's 8th Annual Spirit Walk, which took place last Saturday. The event was to raise funds for the shelter's second stage housing project, and specifically the Sarah Likutak Social Pediatric Center. Housed in the same building as the housing project, it will provide health and social services for Indigenous families in a culturally safe environment. Volunteers and participants in the Spirit Walk gathered at the Mordecai Richler Gazebo in front of Mount Royal.
Hello, everybody. Hi. And welcome. This is the 8th annual Spirit Walk.
Bonjour tout le monde. On est ici pour la 8e édition de la Marche de l'Esprit.
Woo! So we're really excited this year that we can gather in person once again. It's been 3 years since we came together here at this very spot. Three long, long, long years. And we're overwhelmed with the response to the campaign this year since we launched about 2 weeks ago. The amount of support that's been rolling in, and I think this is probably the biggest turnout we've ever had for the Spirit Walk.
C'est le fun de voir vos faces. C'est le plus gros Spirit Walk de l'histoire de l'événement.
So today we're gathered on unceded Indigenous lands. The Kanyakahaga Nation is recognized as the custodians of the lands and the waters on which we find ourselves today. The Mohawk name for this area is Diodage, which means broken in two. And in Anishinaabemowin, the land is called Muniyang. So we're going to begin with a speaker who will be offering an opening prayer and opening remarks. So we'd like to invite Ahunwagirane Stacy to the stage.
Anytime we gather for any event, ceremony, gathering, anytime we put through any of our songs, we always give an acknowledgement to each other for the good work that we do and to maintain respect to each other and that love for one another. And then we also acknowledge all of the natural world for the work that they do for us day in and day out. We acknowledge them and we consider them as relatives, as our relations. And if it's not for the work that they do, we wouldn't be here today. So we acknowledge all the elements within the natural world, from the trees, the fish, the animals, the sky beings. And if it wasn't for them and the agreement that we had long ago, we wouldn't be here today. And it's also up to us, not only as Indigenous people, not only as the Ungwehungwe people, but all of us, to really look after the natural world, to really look after all the waters, the plants, Because if you look around in today, the world is changing. We hear about environmental change, global warming, and now it's time to really take a stance. And we only can do that when we come together as one. That's why we acknowledge all the people.
He delivered a prayer, reciting the Ginyangahaga names of all the elements of the living world. He asked for this portion not to be recorded. Then he resumed in English.
All of the natural world, all of the elements, from the waters, the bugs, the thunder beings, the winds, our directions, all the way up to our Creator. And we acknowledge them because each day that we breathe, each day that we wake up, they say we're supposed to be thankful that we're able to see each other again, that we're able to see all the goodness in life, the birds, the sun, the trees. And they also say we use this as a medicine as well to help our minds. It teaches us perspective. In today's society, we're always worried about buying the biggest truck, having the nicest house, having the newest iPhone. And that's what a lot of people hold on to. But there's more in this world. So when we say it works for our minds and it teaches us perspective, it's not about what we have, any materialistic things. It's how we carry ourselves, what we do for one another, how we help each other out, and how we carry ourselves and to have a good positive mind. And they say that the natural world never abandoned us. No matter how lonely we may feel, whatever dark place we may find ourselves, when we wake up, the sun is shining or the rain is falling. And we look at all the good work that surrounds us each day, and it picks ourselves up. And so we're thankful for that. We're thankful that we wake up and we're able to see all the good things that are going on each day. All the good work that the animals are doing, the birds, the winds. And so we can pull ourselves out of whatever dark place we could find ourselves in any given time. We might not have as much money as somebody else or the biggest yard, but we have to look at our relations. They're still there for us. They're still doing the good work, and they don't have money. And so in turn we become grateful for the things that we do have and the gifts that we each and every one of us carries, and to help each other out to pick ourselves off the ground. So this is a great mind medicine that was given to us long ago, the Haudenosaunee people. And other indigenous communities across the world have their own ways of giving thanks, their own ways of doing their ceremonies. I can only speak on the behalf of the Ginyangahaga, the Haudenosaunee people. But I have talked with other nations as well, and they do have a form of thanksgiving. They do have a form of addressing the natural world in a positive way, and to encourage the good work that they have intended to, that was intended by the Creator. But we also have a part of, as people, is to take care of them now, especially in today's world, because things are changing. And if we don't take a stance and to fight for the ones who don't have voices, then they say our lives will change. So I was asked here today to give encouraging words for the spirit walk today. And by doing the Ohandagari Wadekwa, it's also a form of medicine to ensure that the day can go on peacefully, that no storm's gonna come and tear up the land, that we're not gonna fall sick, that the sun is gonna be there to shine upon us and not cause heat stroke. And so in our culture, in the Ginyangahaga, We really, really look after our women. We hold them to the highest regard. And we have a matrilineal society. So it's the women that brings up the chief, that raises the chief. It is the women that look after our families, that provides the good medicine that's necessary for everybody to live, to everybody to be healthy, to have a good mind. And it's the understanding and the collectiveness that we have, that we still reside here today. We call this place home, right where we stand today. And now we live across the bridge in Kahnawake. But this is our ancestral homeland. We do have ties here. So that's also part of the reason why I was asked to come here to speak, is to acknowledge the land where we once used to live, which we call home. And also to encourage a good mind, encourage the positive energy when we come and gather, no matter if it's Ungwehungwe, no matter what nationality it is, when we all come together, it has some sort of energy, a positiveness to it, a collectiveness. Because even though we might come from different backgrounds, we're all still people. And I encourage everybody to have a good day, to have a good mind, to help each other out, and just to be happy overall.
Thank you so much. Many important reminders. Next, we would like to invite Dr. Alex Orr, who is going to give just a few words about the Social Pediatric Center that we've been fundraising for during this campaign.
On va maintenant accueillir sur la scène Dr. Alex Orr, qui va faire des commentaires par rapport à la clinique de pédiatrie sociale.
Bonjour tout le monde, merci d'être venu, thank you. So the Saraliktak Center will be a community social pediatric center open to Indigenous children and their families in the greater Montreal area. So social pediatrics is an approach to health that was developed by Dr. Gilles Julien, which integrates medicine, law, and the social services to be able to provide integrated, personalized care to children. So at the Saraliktak Center, children and families will have access to these medical, social, and legal services, as well as traditional healing services, ceremony, and intergenerational trauma counseling. The center will ensure that services for Indigenous children are Indigenous-led and centered in Indigenous culture, child-centered, strengths-based and rooted in empowerment, accessible, trustworthy, and safe, and provide high-quality care as well. So these resources will help to ensure families stay together and mitigate the likelihood of children ending up in placement. So thank you again for the support that you're giving for this vital new resource in the Montreal area.
Now we'd like to invite Nakuset to the stage. Nakuset is the director of the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. Executive director.
Cheers.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. I love this crowd. It really means a lot to me when you have all these recommendations from the Vienne's commissions and the TRCs and the missing and murdered, and very few of them are applied. And what's hard for Indigenous families is that we still have to climb mountains in order to get services and fight discrimination. And we have a legacy of our children being taken away. And I have been working at the Native Women's Shelter for over 20 years, so I don't have much, I don't have much more patience to wait for the institutions to change, to have BACHA apply the 30 recommendations from 2 years ago. It's, there's, working at the Native Women's Shelter, we see the women struggle every day. And we see society isn't changing. And we see recommendations being given out. And we see them being ignored. And then we see all you come together and to raise money so that we can have a social pediatric clinic called Saralikitak, so that we can bring our children home, because that is not our, that's not our reality. A lot of times when our kids go into youth protection, it could take up to 10 to 13 years if you're lucky to get them back. And if we come together using the social pediatric clinic from the Dr. Julian Foundation, and if we raise the money so that we can hire a lawyer and a social worker and the intergenerational counselor and all the other experts in the field to surround that woman and the child, that is going to make all the difference, and we don't have any time to waste. So I know that I need $1 million, and I'm not expecting y'all to give me $1 million, but this is the first concrete step, and you are part of the solution, so I thank you very much. And we've had amazing volunteers that have put this together, and we have an amazing committee that has been working tirelessly almost on a weekly basis to put the Saralikitak space together. Like, there's so much work that goes into it. I know Dr. Orr just came up, but for those who don't know, she volunteers at the Native Women's Shelter to see the women and the children. Like, people donate their time. And that is the way that we are going to make changes, by bringing in all these like experts in the field, because I have a very limited knowledge. But if we bring everyone together, we can move mountains, and this is the time to do it. And we're going to open in February. And again, we're extending this not just to the 23 women that are moving into Myoskamin, which is the name of the second stage housing, but having Saralikitak on the main floor, we can offer this to everyone. And there can be hope. And that's what we need. So I thank you.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to be beginning the walk very soon. We're just going to give a few details about the walk right now. So first of all, the walk is going to be along this road, and we ask everyone to stay to the right because it is a two-way street.
La marche va être par là-bas. On va demander tout le monde de rester à droite parce que c'est ça va dans les deux sens.
Also, this is the first time we've done the walk since COVID. We just ask that everyone respect everyone else's personal space. I think that's a given, but always helps to remind.
C'est la première fois depuis la pandémie qu'on fait l'événement en personne. Fait qu'on va demander à tout le monde de respecter la distanciation sociale dans la mesure du possible.
The volunteers are in purple shirts. They'll be guiding the walk. Us two will be on the walk. You can always come to us if there's anything, and we will have a nurse that is joining us on the walk who is holding a pinwheel over there named Sandy. So if there's anything at all, we'll find Sandy for you.
Fait que nous, on va être sur la marche. Si vous avez besoin de quelque chose, trouvez quelqu'un avec un pinwheel, puis on va être en mesure de vous aider. On a aussi une infirmière qui s'appelle Sandy. Et si jamais vous avez besoin de quoi que ce soit, trouvez quelqu'un dans un T-shirt violet, puis on va être en mesure de vous mettre en contact avec la ressource appropriée.
And And finally, we are going to have McGill Medicine Bear play a couple of songs and send us off on the...
Nope.
No Medicine Bear. No Traveling Spirit. Traveling Spirit. Traveling Spirit.
Okay, we had a mix of in the names. Traveling Spirit from the NFCM, who will be sending us off with a couple of songs. And I also just want to thank CKUT for their generous support in providing the sound system today.
Fait qu'on va inviter Traveling Spirit de faire quelques chansons avant qu'on part, puis on va aussi remercier CKUT de leur participation aujourd'hui.
Okay. And I think that's it. So, without further ado.
Startup.
All right. Who is leading the walk? Where's our walk leader? They're over there. Okay, so we can go in a organized fashion and go line up behind the lead walkers, and we can start the walk, and maybe another song will send us off.
Et puis maintenant, tout le monde peut courir aussi vite que possible vers le monde là-bas. On va commencer la marche dans à peu près 2 minutes. Non, on va marcher d'une manière calme et organisée jusqu'à les lead walkers qui se trouvent là-bas. Puis on va faire une autre chanson avant qu'on parte. Merci encore. Sorry about that.
Over 200 participants in the Spirit Walk hiked halfway up Mount Royal before coming back down for some closing remarks from Nakaset, the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal's executive director. She was going to announce the grand total for the fundraiser. The goal amount was $60,000.
It was really a beautiful day, and y'all could have spent your day doing something else, and yet you did show up, and it means so much to me. I can't wait to hear the total. They will share the total in a couple of minutes. But I just wanted to thank and acknowledge, we had like a smaller group of volunteers that helped put this together, and they were very committed, and we met very often, and they did an enormous amount of social media on the Instagram page. They did a video. They did so much to put this together, and the people that I were closest with were Abby Floman, Rebecca Lessard, Maya Soren, Sarah Nesbitt, Katrina Lagasse, and also we also have staff that are here, like Nikki Mulder. I see Isis. I see Irene. If I don't see you and you work for me, I apologize. But you know, it's wonderful when staff are able to come and support, and I really, really appreciate that. I want to thank the Traveling Spirit, of course, the Buffalo Hat Singers that we worked together for years, and you're my kids' heroes. And, you know, the young man that spoke, Ahunwa Garawne. I'm sorry, my Mohawk is not fantastic, but, you know, Guyana's helped me with the spelling of that or the pronunciation of it. You know, his words were really important, I think. It's great when we have our young men come and speak and share, you know, their language, their knowledge, and their hopes, and it means a lot to me. So this was really, 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 really fantastic. I'd like to thank CKUT for the electricity and the voice amplification. And, of course, everyone that came. So I'm now going to step aside. So just a couple more thank yous, and then we're going to announce the grand total. So yeah, all the committee can come on stage. If you haven't already, there's some light refreshments over there, and I just want to thank those that provided. So Le Seltzer provided the seltzer water, PA Grocery Store provided the fruit and the cookies and granola bars, and Provigo Park in Sherbrooke provided the water bottles. And also thank you to Dispatch Coffee, who some of you may have heard about the small promotion to get a free coffee today if you had a Spirit Walk ticket. I hope some people did take advantage. So there's just a few additional people that were also really instrumental in making this happen. Nakasit thanked some of the core committee already. I also want to thank Ray here for all of his support in translation and day of support. Constance Opazo, who helped us with communication and social media this year. Gemma Acko and Kendra Bessinger, who are here on stage. And then all the... Where? Oh. And the artwork was a team effort this year. The beaded artwork and drawings were done by Nicole Redstar and her son, Dwayne Redstar. And then that was turned into a poster and t-shirt by Jennifer Puhacha. And then Danielle Sayer took all those elements and created our social media design and campaign. And then I want to thank the photographer, Carlo Calope, who I think just had to run. And our fundraising platform, Zephy, who are really amazing. They take no fees like other platforms, so all the money that everyone donated was able to go directly to the campaign. And they're a local company, and they were really supportive in helping us set this up this year. And then just thank you to all of our volunteers, some of who are still here, some of who have gone, all of the walkers, especially the ones who are still here to hear it. And everyone who donated, and everyone who fundraised and got their networks to donate money. And now what we've all been waiting for, we're going to announce the total. So, the total is $65,266 if you can't see the sign. So we exceeded our goal. So this is really, really, really incredible. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
now to close our coverage with some more music.
Oh,
Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. You were just listening to CKUT's coverage of the Spirit Walk, an annual fundraiser for the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. If you're interested in learning more about the shelter, visit nwsm.info. And before we go, here's some news you can use. The Montreal International Portugal Festival is here. It showcases Portuguese language, music, and food, and admission is free. You can check it out from now until the night of Sunday, June 19th, at the Rialto Theatre on Park Avenue. For more information, visit festivalportugalmontreal.com. And there's a new permanent exhibit dedicated to Sikh art in the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. It includes centuries-old and contemporary pieces. For more information on the exhibit and the museum, visit mbam.qc.ca. And the Canadian Grand Prix is this weekend. It's part of the Formula One motor racing circuit. The final race is at Circuit Gilles Villeneuve on Sunday at 2 p.m. For more information, visit formulaone.com and click on the schedule tab. And there's a new 23-ton sculpture in downtown Montreal, which is called The Ring. In September, it will be raised, suspended between two buildings, and lit up to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Place Ville-Marie. You can see it right now in front of Place Ville-Marie. And that concludes this Friday's edition of Off the Hour, produced by Montreal's Community News Collective. The collective includes Brian Jefferson, Alice Wu, Joel Salmadal, Killian Davenport-Brown, Tess Pilkington, Pranjal Malik, Moisha Mori, and Sarah Jesmer. For more information on anything you heard tonight, or if you would like to participate or support news produced by and for the Montreal community, please contact CKUT's Community News Department at 514-448-4041, extension 2593, or email newsintern@ckut.ca. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at OffTheHourMTL. Or connect with us on Facebook. Search for CKUT. Stay tuned for Cafe, coming up next.
flags and powder, food and drinks on sale, music by DJ Jason, production sounds, DJ Blaster, and guest DJs. Tickets only $10. That's Saturday, July 2nd, 3 p.m. till midnight at UNIA, 2741 Notre Dame. For more information, call 514-771-7011.